The sun is about to set on the historic town of Jefferson in northeast Texas. It's time for the ghosts to come out in places like the 160-year-old Jefferson Hotel, where guests frequently report strange sightings. Ghost tours have become a big part of this town's commerce, drawing dozens of people each night to see and learn about allegedly haunted buildings and homes. Jamie says ghosts could provide evidence of an afterlife she believes in.
Well, I've always believed in that there's something after. I don't know if we're stuck here on Earth or if there's something more, but I do know that there's something.
Some people might regard belief in ghosts as silly, but it's not, according to psychologist Brian Kronk, speaking to VOA via Skype from his office at Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, Missouri.
This is not abnormal in any way, shape, or form.
Kronk, who has guided students doing research on people who profess belief in the paranormal, says humans are driven to seek answers to profound questions.
One of the things that the human brain does that, as far as we know, other animals don't do is we're always trying to predict the future and explain why the past has happened. And that leads to us always trying to come up with reasons for things.
Generally assume, as most people, just kind of...
Another researcher taking a scientific look at paranormal belief is sociology professor Carson Mencken at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. He and his colleagues have found that those who believe in these phenomena are usually ordinary, solid citizens.
They hold normal jobs, they have families, they pay all their bills. They're otherwise normal, upstanding people who tend to have what we consider to be a deviant or odd hobby.
Mencken and two colleagues at Baylor published a book last year called Paranormal America that examines data about people with various paranormal beliefs. They found, for example, that men tend to believe in space aliens more than women do, but that women are more inclined to believe in fortune-telling and spiritual encounters. They found that those who dropped out of high school are more likely to believe in ghosts and psychics, but they also found that people with higher education levels were involved in other paranormal pursuits. Mencken says those drawn to the paranormal are sometimes seeking discovery, such as evidence that UFOs or ghosts exist. But he says many others simply seek enlightenment.
They're looking for some revelation, you know, a deeper understanding about the way the universe works, about what happens to you after you die.
We worship you with grateful hearts today.
Religion provides the answer to those questions for many people. Among churchgoers, Mencken says liberal mainstream religions are more likely to tolerate members with paranormal beliefs than are Protestant evangelicals and others with a stricter interpretation of the Bible.
They're likely to see the paranormal as either one of two things. One is, yeah, it exists, but it's part of an evil plot by Satan, or it's, you know, heresy.
Mencken says today, belief in the paranormal is fed by the many movies and television programs about ghosts and UFOs.
Look at how many thousands of paranormal shows there are. There are paranormal reality shows. There are television networks devoted only to the paranormal now. It's become an interesting part of our culture.
Mencken says the United States has drawn on other nations and cultures for much of its paranormal beliefs, and that immigrants from Latin America, Asia, and elsewhere are contributing their ghosts and spirits to the mix. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Waco, Texas.